For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This from the San Antonio Express News. Anti-drug coalition's future dim. The state's long and sometimes troubled history with multi-regional drug task forces could end sometime next year, as Governor Rick Perry puts more emphasis on border security. More than 20 task forces across Texas are in jeopardy of being shuttered as federal crime-fighting grants diminish, leaving some officers on the task forces wondering if they will be able to find new work in law enforcement. Perry's latest funding proposal is for the Comprehensive Operation Linebacker, an effort by the 16-member Texas Border Sheriff's Coalition, which has developed to deter illegal immigration and prevent border-related crime. The coalition was formed in May in response to border concerns about spillover violence from feuding Mexican drug cartels and the belief among some local officials that the federal government isn't doing enough to keep potential terrorists from infiltrating the border. Perry has granted nearly $10 million to the coalition, using money from a criminal justice grant program traditionally used to fund drug task forces. The government's office refused to comment Friday on future funding for the task forces, but acknowledged that the state anticipated continued cutbacks to the federal Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program. Perry spokesman Michael Novier said that during the past two fiscal years, funding for the grant administered through the governor's Criminal Justice Division has been reduced 31%. Any available grant money next year would first go towards strengthening security along the border, Novier said. Quote, it's a priority for the governor, and it makes sense that available federal funds will be used for border security, end quote, she said. Meanwhile, the drug task forces only have been given enough money to operate until the end of March. Perry on Friday announced that nearly $6.2 million in grants will go to drug groups, which will cover operations until March 31st. Novier said there's no guarantee they'll be awarded in the future. Some task forces, including the Department of Public Safety's Regional Narcotics Task Force, based in Floresville, have announced plans to cease operations March 31st because of the increasing uncertainty of state funding. Dozens of area peace officers, including those from the Kerrville-based 216th Judicial District Narcotics Task Force, whose sole job is to stem the flow and sale of illegal drugs, have been told their jobs will end. Quote, what's going to happen to them? There's no telling, end quote, said Lieutenant Jesse Evans of the Floresville Group. Carnes County Sheriff David Julafka said the Floresville-based task force's closing will leave his county, along with Atascosa, Frio, LaSalle, and Wilson counties, without a narcotics investigation team for the first time in 20 years. Although the task force seized about $4 million in drugs and assets in the past 3 years. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.